Random House Audio presents Pilgrim's Wilderness, a true story of faith and madness on the Alaska frontier, by Tom Kazaya. Read for you by Fred Sanders. As I walked through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place where was a den, and I laid me down in that place to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. I dreamed, and behold, I saw a man clothed with rags, standing in a certain place, with his face from his own house, a book in his hand, and a great burden upon his back. John Bunyan, The Pilgrim's Progress, 1678. Author's Note. In the winter of 2002, a man with the wild gray beard of a biblical prophet showed up in the remote Alaska ghost town of McCarthy with his wife and 14 children. He called himself Papa Pilgrim. His family found a deserted mining camp in the mountains nearby, deep inside North America's largest national park, and set about building a homestead life straight out of the country's pioneer past. Pack horses, goat milk, bear meat, fiddles and guitars, and a Caterpillar D5 bulldozer. By the seventh month, the Pilgrim family did not use the pagan names of the calendar. They were at war with the National Park Service. I was a reporter for Alaska's biggest newspaper. Pilgrim was wary of reporters, bureaucrats, police officers, and park rangers. He said he would let me ride on horseback to the homestead to hear his story, in the company of his adult children, because my wife and I had a cabin of our own near McCarthy.